from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and today, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons reconvene for game number two in a six-game series. Yesterday, the Lugnuts fell 3-2 to the Loons. The Loons' bullpen was outstanding, went 8 1/3 innings, only allowed one unearned run. Lugnuts' bullpen was pretty good, too, in the 3-2 loss. How about Grant Judkins, on his birthday, firing four hitless innings. Scoreless ball. He only allowed one base runner against him. He struck out seven. And I had the chance to catch up with Grant earlier today. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Grant Judkins. How's the season going?
It's been going well so far. Been healthy, which is the main thing, and been enjoying my time here in Lansing. So, yeah, I'd say it's been a good season so far.
Was it tough not to pitch last year?
Yeah, it was tough, but it gave me an opportunity to kind of slow down and work on some things that I wanted to work on. And so just kind of depends how you look at it. So choosing to look at it as a blessing, I guess.
What did you work on? Like, what are you better at now than you were before?
I'd say some pitches got better, and then routine and just kind of staying mentally focused and locked in.
How did you find a good routine that worked for you?
Just kind of trial and error, doing different things every day, following what I needed to do for rehab, but also finding what I liked and what I didn't like.
How's the tandem pitching system working for you? Sometimes starting, sometimes relieving.
Yeah, it's new. I like it. I think it's kind of kept people healthy this year, which is the main focus. But it gives you an opportunity to try to be efficient with the innings you're given and the pitch count you're given. So it's a challenge, but it's been good so far.
We've been seeing you a lot with Jay Garland. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that the two of you, on the days that you're not working together, do you get to hang out and talk about things?
Yeah, we definitely hang out quite a bit. I mean, we throw together every day. We're on the same like conditioning and lifting program, so we spend a lot of time together.
Do the two of you have the best curveballs on the team?
That's a great question. I don't know.
About your pitches, which you said you worked on. What do you throw right now?
Fastball, sweeper, changeup, curve. I was messing with a cutter. It's kind of becoming more of like a harder slider. So just trying to figure out what works best and what plays in games and what doesn't. So, yeah, just a lot of like trial and error.
Was there something that at the start of the year you can say, now this is working for me better than it was in April?
I think my fastball has kind of come on a little better, throwing harder than I have all year. And I think just certain pitches have kind of become a little sharper. Last night my sweeper was probably the best it's been in a long time. And just getting confidence in each pitch as the year goes on.
When your birthday is in August, it seems to me you don't have that much chance to pitch on your birthday. How many times have you pitched on your birthday before?
Honestly, this might be the first time I've actually pitched on my birthday. I don't know that for sure, but I think it might be the first time.
How was that after the game ended and you got to look back on how well you pitched?
Yeah, that was an awesome experience. Yeah, I don't know. I just had a lot of fun out there and just went out there with confidence and enjoyed it on my birthday, I guess.
Did a ton of people wait until after the game to wish you a happy birthday?
There were quite a few that sent me messages after the game, but yeah, I'd say so.
Back when you were at Iowa, I saw that there was an international trip that you made. Is that right? Where did you go?
I made two international trips, yeah. Actually. One we went to Taiwan, and the other we went to the Dominican Republic. But I assume you're talking about the Taiwan.
I'm absolutely talking. But we can talk about the Dominican.
We can definitely talk about the Taiwan trip. That was fun. We got to represent Team USA, I guess, as the University of Iowa. But we played games over there. And I think we ended up winning the silver medal. Lost to Japan in the championship. But it was a great experience getting to see the different styles of baseball and everything.
The reason I was thinking about that is it's Olympic season, so I'm seeing Team USA, I'm seeing these medals get won. What have you done with your medal?
think it's in my basement in a little case. I don't know exactly where it's at the moment, but I know it's in my house in a case somewhere.
Do you have any baseball memories that are up there with that experience?
I don't know. I've just been blessed to get to experience many different things over my career, like going places I probably would never have gone if it weren't for baseball. One particular experience doesn't stand out, but just as a whole, it's kind of just been an awesome experience.
Talking to Grant Judkins, I seem to remember that you were an outstanding hitter. Do you miss hitting at all?
There are times I miss hitting, but I definitely think pitching is where I succeeded at the most, or excelled at the most. So I miss it, but it's nice to kind of focus on one aspect and try to give that my all.
Which hitter on the Lugnuts do you think is the most like you as a hitter?
Oh man, that's tough. I'd say I have a similar, like, I was a lefty hitting, so I have a similar probably stance and approach as Luke Mann. He obviously hits it a lot harder and a lot farther than I ever could, but I'd probably compare myself to Luke.
You probably have, five appearances left before this year comes to an end. What do you want to achieve before the season ends?
Just want to go out strong, stay healthy, finish the year strong, and just continue to build off what I've been doing the last few weeks and last night. So, I don't know, just keep finding ways to get better each time.
And finally, besides baseball, what else are you great at?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I would like to say golf, but that's just not true. I'm working on it, but haven't quite reached that level yet.
Just like with your cutter / hard slider, work in progress, yeah, getting toward effectiveness.
Definitely. I got a lot more work to do in the golf game, though.
Grant, thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Grant Judkins, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Getting you all set, Lugnuts Baseball from Great Lakes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Well, 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 the Lugnuts and the Loons. Here's your Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup. Danny Bautista Jr. leads off in right field, batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Lasko. Heading third, the left fielder, Jared Dickey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Heading fifth at second base, it's T.J. Schofield-Sam. The number six hitter is the D.H., Johnny Butler. Batting seventh at third base, it's Luke Mann. Heading eighth, catcher Cole Kahn. And rounding off the order, the nine hitter is the shortstop Saheed Valenzuela. That's Bautista Jr., Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Schofield-Sam, Butler, Mann, Kahn, Valenzuela,
They support the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers, the Pit Panther. Now the other side for the Great Lakes Loons. The Loons will lead off with their center fielder, Dylan Campbell. Kyle Nevin hits second. He's the DH. Batting third in the order, it's the left fielder, Josue de Paula. Then the cleanup hitter is the third baseman, Sam Mangeli. Batting fifth, shortstop Jordan Thompson. Hitting sixth, it's the catcher, Jesus Galiz. Second baseman, Sean McLean, bats seventh. Batting eighth in right field, Juan Alonso. And then rounding off the order, the nine hitter is the first baseman, Nick Bittison. That's Campbell, Nevin, DePaola, Mangeli, Thompson, Galiz, McLean, Alonso, and Bittison for the Great Lakes Loons, the Dodgers High A affiliate and the Midwest League. The Loons right now are leading this season series against the Lugnuts. It's 9-7. We still do have five more games more to play, including today. When the Lugnuts and the Loons got together earlier in the year back in April, the Lugnuts won two of the first three and then watched the Loons win the next three games in Lansing, including a doubleheader sweep on their way to a 4-out-of-6 series victory. But the Lugnuts came back here to Midland back in May, and the Lugnuts dropped two of the first three games before winning the final three of the series, including back-to-back 11-inning wins here at Dow Diamond. Then, in July, a three-game series won by the Loons 2-out-of-3 in Lansing, Michigan, which brings us to today. So the Lugnuts have dropped the first, but as we have seen, that is no indicator of how the series will go. Lugnuts and the Loons have played each other nip and tuck throughout this year. So how will today go? Well, a big part of what we'll show is going to be the Lugnuts offense, because coming off the series against the Dayton Dragons, there was all this talk about all the offense. The Dayton's batters were scoring so many runs. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts were scoring so many runs, and the question was, who could quiet the other team's offense first? And the Lugnuts did, and they won both games over the weekend, on Saturday 5-3, on Sunday 5-3. The Lugnuts have not managed to score very much against the Loons, and that is the issue. The win that they had against Great Lakes in July was 1-0. They lost in scoring two runs in the other three games, in the other two games of that three-game series. In game one yesterday, they only scored two runs. And their only runs were scored on a balk and a throwing error by the catcher, Kiros. So, you go to the games in Lansing, Michigan. The Lugnuts scored 7 runs in a win, 1 run in a loss. 9 runs in a win, 1 run in a loss, 5 runs in a loss, 4 runs in a loss. In May, here at Dow Diamond, they were shut out. They scored 4 in a victory. They scored 3 in a loss. Then they scored 7, 11, and then 4 to conclude the series all in wins. Gonna need to score. It's against a Great Lakes squad that they're going to throw the right-hander Patrick Copen today. Copen comes in with an ERA at 5. In 27 innings, he's allowed 15 runs, all earned, 28 hits, and 17 walks. The league is batting a healthy 275 against him. So you figure, okay, we can take advantage of this. But it's a Lugnuts lineup that is hurting. Scratch earlier today, Nate Nankill, the outfielder. Nankill was hit by a couple of pitches yesterday's game, so he's on the shelf. And Casey Amauchi got banged up yesterday. He's on the shelf. So right now, the starting nine that you've got for the Lugnuts and Batista and Lasco and Dickey, Simpson, Schofield, Sam and Butler, Mancon and Valenzuela, the only true position player who's available on the bench is C.J. Rodriguez, the other catcher. That Rodriguez and Cole Kahn, they're switching off of the catching duties. And everybody else, there's nobody behind them. There is no deep bench to speak of right here. So, the pressure's on. Number one, stay healthy. And number two, produce. We are going to be hearing a lot about these players coming up. And will there be any reinforcements coming in? Well, I do expect at least one. But we'll see if there's anybody else. It is on these players. As they enter play today, they are 4.5 games back of Dayton and West Michigan, Midwest League East Division. Both of those teams are 21-15, and the Lugnuts are 17-20. So, it's game number 38 here in the second half. It's game number 103 for the season. There's not much left, including today, 29 games remaining in the Lugnuts' 28th season in the Midwest League. They need wins. They are running out of bodies. There's a lot that can go wrong. It's just the guys who can look themselves in the mirror. They control their destiny. With Mitch Myers on the hill, there's no tandem reliever. We'll see how things go. The Great Lakes Loons are starting to take the field defensively. So just laying out the stakes for you as we enter play today. Your Grant Judkins step up in a major way yesterday. Four hitless innings, he struck out seven. Who's going to step up today? That is both on the pitching side, Myers, plus the pen. That is very definitely on the hitting side. Yesterday, offensively, the Lugnuts collected seven base hits. Of those hits, only one of them was an extra base hit, a T.J. Schofield-Sam double in the fourth inning. Everything else, a single. Now, they did draw some walks. They drew four walks in the first two innings. They did not draw any walks after that. Ned Nankill was hit by a couple of pitches. He did not score either time. So, can the Lugnuts score against Patrick Copen and the Loons? Can they beat Great Lakes in a place that, in general, the Lugnuts have played highly effectively over the years? And the Loons' record here at home this season is 23-26, three games under 500, compared to seven games over 500 when you talk about the rest of their schedule. Seven games over 500 on the road, 53-49 for the year as a whole. The Loons have been poorer here in Midland, Michigan. And the Loons' starting lineup is not the mighty lineup that it was earlier this year either. Yesterday, the Loons promoted Noah Miller, as well as Chris Newell, their top two players defensively and offensively. And the players who came in to take over for them, Sean McLean, Jesus Galiz, neither one quite knocking the door down like a Miller, like a Newell. So don't expect too much from the Loons either. Could be another low-scoring game. And with all of that said, let's go down to the field for today's national anthem. With our national anthem. The game from Dow Diamond coming up next.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's go time, my friends. Game number 103 of the Lugnuts' 28th season in the Midwest League. Danny Batista Jr., Ryan Lasko, cherry taking coming up. Here's Danny against the right-hander Patrick Copen of the Great Lakes Loons. Jesus Galiz is catcher, Nick Bittison at first. At second base, Sean McClain. At shortstop, Jordan Thompson. At third, Sam Muncelli. Outfielder in a moment. At 7:08, first pitch called a ball outside by Isabella Robb. Left field, Josue de Paula. Center field, Dylan Campbell. And in right field, Juan Alonso. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Danny. One ball, one strike. Fastball from Patrick Copen, the right-hander, 95 miles an hour. Righty versus righty. Pitch on its way. Fouled up and away to the right side. One ball and two strikes. Black jersey shirts for the Nuts today. Gray pants. The pitch. Fly ball, right field. Back goes Alonso. Makes the catch. Naturally challenged there. What a way, top of the first. No scores. Ryan Lasko. Ryan Lasko. I think they played the wrong spot there as he came in. Righty, righty. From the sunlight to the shade. Swing and a miss. 95 and by him. Right-hander Patrick Copen at 22 years of age. Out of Marshall, seventh rounder throws. Out of foul tip for strike two. 96 miles an hour. Lasko is playing in his 17th game with the Nuts. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 96 by him. Jared Dickey now. Sam Muncelli at third base moves off his line. Shortstop Thompson moves up the middle. Left-handed batter, no score. The pitch. Low for a ball. Dickey reached base twice yesterday with a walk and a bunt single. Heading 435 through six games with the Nuts. The right-hander brings it. Low, ball two. 97 on that fastball. Copen winds and throws. Ball three down and away. There's a block L for Loons. That has been painted on the back side of the home plate circle outlined in white. The pitch outside for ball four. And Jared Dickey and the Lugnuts have their first base runner of the ball game. The left fielder heads down to first. A four pitch, free pass. Lugnuts and the Loons, each of them can boast that letter L. We've known that Lugnut letter L for a while. When it first began the block L, that things got changed up, made more fun. They've gone back to the block L this year. Righty, righty for Will Simpson. No score. Ball one low. Let's you know from Patrick Copen there. Copen going, I don't know if I want to throw the fastball first pitch to Simpson. He went off speed. 1-0, ball two, fastball down low. Two outs, Dickey at first. It's a short lead held on by Bittison. The pitch from Copen. Inside, and that is now seven straight pitches that have missed from Copen. Yesterday, Will Simpson was 1-for-4 with a first inning single. Three balls and no strikes. Two outs. The pitch. Taking all the way, and it's ball four low. That is eight consecutive that have missed the zone. And everything is low from Copen. Pitching coach David Anderson immediately out to the mound. Dickey to second, Simpson at first, Jared Dickey, and between the two middle infielders, Thompson at short, McLean at second. And he's talking to both of them, just chatting them up. Dickey has facial hair, a mustache. Thompson, the shortstop, a mustache. McLean, clean shaven, goes back to his position first. Dickey keeps on chatting with the shortstop, Thompson, who's going to stay up the middle. Left-handed hitting, TJ Schofield. Sam steps in, black bat in hand. Right at a lefty, no score, two out in the first. The pitch. Schofield, Sam takes ball nine, up and away. Missing with that fastball consistently. Well, well, well. Patrick opens pitch. Ball 10 outside. My goodness. Remember, this came on the heels of a three-pitch strikeout to Ryan Lasko. Copen with a sign. The pitch. Outside for ball 11.
Jessica House, who's working with us?
On 3-0, there's no way Schofield Sam is swinging, right? The pitch, he takes a called strike. And the cheer. Dickey at second, Simpson at first. Three balls, one strike, two outs. The pitch, low, ball four. And that's 12 out of 13 pitches that have missed the zone to load the bases with two outs. The batter is Johnny Butler. Jonathan Butler. Back of the order today, he's been a little bit banged up. Righty to lefty. Strike called. Slider. Schofield Sam at first, Simpson at second, Dickey at third. Nobody, ground ball up the first base side, but foul. Two outs, no score, I should say. But the count is now nothing and two on that slider. The loons of action in the bullpen. You can understand why. But Copen is now one pitch away from getting out of this inning. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes at Butler on three pitches. And how do you like that? It goes fly out, three-pitch strikeout, four-pitch walk, five-pitch walk, three-pitch strikeout to leave the bases loaded. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing, Loons coming up against Mitch Myers.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now for something completely different. Mitch Myers and Patrick Copen are not the same kind of pitcher. Patrick Copen, the 97-mile-an-hour flamethrower, who just walked the bases loaded with two outs and then struck out his second batter of the inning to keep the Lugnuts off the board. So Lansing nothing, Great Lakes now up against Mitch Myers. Dylan Campbell swings and pops foul the first pitch back over our heads. Strike one. Campbell, Nevin, DePaola. Josue DePaola, the number three hitter, is the only left-handed batter in the order. Everybody else bats right. Mitch Myers, the right-handed hurler, lets it fly. Campbell fouls it into the screen. Charge. By the way, Myers has been a lot harder on right-handed batters this year than lefties. Right-handers hitting 230 against him, lefties hitting 302. So, this righty-heavy order favors the Pitt Panther. He deals. Fastball high just to show it to him. One ball, two strikes on Dylan Campbell out of Texas. Hitting 259 this year through 87 games. Been one of Great Lakes' most productive, consistent players. The 1-2 pitch, up and in, and hit him. Fastball. Well, he's on. Hit by a pitch for just the third time this year. Mitch Myers plunks just his fourth batter of the season. Kyle Nevin steps in, no score. Righty versus righty. Runner at first, the pitch. Myers darts him off with a called strike on the slider. Nevin had a fine game yesterday. Had a couple of singles, plus he drew a walk, three times on in four plate appearances. Nuts look to turn two. Pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike two called. Cutter from Myers. Nevin is big and tall. 6'4", 210 pounds. Myers throws. Foul down the right side, up off the screen. Then bouncing down beyond the camera well. All the loons on staff today, by the way, are wearing their blue shirts. They're feeling blue today. The Dodger blue, the interlocking G and the L. Pickoff though over to first, tag too late by Will Simpson. Campbell back in. Myers comes set, delivers, fastball high. One ball and two strikes on Nevin. Josue DePaola on deck. Shadows have stretched 90% to the mound. Myers deals low. Slider for ball two. Loons wearing the home white uniforms. No score. Runner takes off. The pitch swung at him. Strike three. No throw by Cole Kahn. Steal of second base, Dylan Campbell. As Myers fans Nevin. High fastball got him. Josue DePaola now. Runner in scoring position for the Loons in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Left-handed batter. Righty sets and throws. Down and in. Ball one. Those shadows right now are heading toward Mitch's left spike. His lead foot. Shadow of the roof. The pitch. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. Good fastball. Mitch, I think, though, is staring right into the sun. He's got the bill of his black cap pulled down. Squinting in, gets the sign. Looks back at Campbell, deals. Fly ball out to center field. Back goes Ryan Lasko, turns around, over his other shoulder, makes the catch. Campbell tags, heads for third, relay throw, offline. Nice one-hop backhand, third baseman man off the bag. A fly out to center by DePaola. And Campbell now 90 feet closer. Runner at third, two away. Last time I'm Smith, number 10 of the field, strike two. Shelley now, the cleanup hitter in the order. Yesterday, he was 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored, but he struck out 3 times. He takes ball 1. Fastball yanked, thrown away. Hitting just 240. 41 ribbies through 73 games. 7 doubles, 1 triple, 5 home runs for Mongelli. The pitch outside. Out of Newburgh, New York. 10th batter of the Dodgers last year. We've loved his defense over the course of the season series. Pressing into action is the cleanup hitter. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled towards short. Backhanded by Valenzuela. Throws to first. Got him. Inning over. A leadoff HBP is left at third base by the Loons. And a scoreless first inning. And we're going to the second from Dad Diamond. Lugnuts and Loons, nothing to nothing.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score, go to the second for Midland. Lugnuts batters coming up. Luke Mann, Cole Khan, Saheed Valenzuela against right-hander Patrick Copen. Righty Copen against the left-handed slugging Luke Mann, number 7 batter in the order today. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a called strike. That's a tough call, that pitch was above the shadow zone. Isabella Robb, though, gave it to Copen. He kicks and offers. Strike 2 call. That pitch was in the zone. Still at the letters. Very high strikes. Nothing and two, just that quick to Mann. Pitch on its way. Fouled back, parried it away from the hands. And a 94-mile-an-hour heater right in at him. But on the corner nonetheless. Luke yesterday, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts and a walk. Copen kicks and throws. Tried the backdoor slider and didn't get the call. And let me tell you, that pitch looked like it was in the zone. So they try the 1-2, and that's off the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Our first time seeing Isabella Robb's strike zone. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts for Copen in the first. 2-2 pitch here. Low, and why shouldn't we go full? Why shouldn't we have a 3-2 count after those 3 walks and the 2 strikeouts in the scoreless first inning? A man with a walk and strikeouts yesterday. 3-2 for Mann. Ball 4 outside. 4 walks given up by Copen in the span of, 5 batters. Great plate appearance. That plate appearance started strike 1, strike 2 to Mann. And he works the base on balls. So now Cole Khan. Righty throws. Chopper hit. glowed by the leaping pitcher and the underhand of first by Copen. Up to second goes Mann. One down. Cole Kahn wasted no time. Looked like he got a first pitch sinker. And now Saheed Valenzuela. Switch hitter batting left, just like Kahn. No score. Top of the second. And a step off the rubber by Copen. The native West Virginian against the native Arizonan. Copen takes a deep breath. Fires. Low. One ball, no strikes. Copen last year signed for $225,500. The 220th pick of last year's draft. Out of Marshall. Ball one offering to Valenzuela on its way. Punched on the ground, down toward third. Fair ball, grabbed by Mangelli. Goes across, gets the out. The runner man moves up to third as soon as Mangelli threw it. And no throw back across by Bittison. Two outs. Potential first run of the game, 90 feet away. And Danny Bautista Jr. now. Righty to righty. Here it comes. Strike called on the first pitch slider. The pitch. Slap toward second, one hop to McLean. Over to first, side retired. Lead off walk, and then three consecutive ground outs leaves Mann at third. We're still scoreless to the last of the second from Dad Diamond.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jordan Thompson will get things going in the home half of the second inning. Jesus Galiz and Sean McLean after him. 5-6-7 batters for the Loons of Great Lakes, Midland, Michigan. No score on the ballgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's the pitch to Jordan Thompson. Up and in, ball one. Hearing that the connection is not strong. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop it, reset it, and we'll see if it gets a little bit better. So here's Sean McLean. McLean just called up from single A Stockton. No score, one out, runner at first. Righty to righty. Up over his head.
Lane was drafted by the Dodgers in the fifth round out of Arizona State 2 years ago. Originally from California. He was not doing all that well this year with Rancho Cucamonga either. The pitch, swing and a miss. Runner takes off, throw down to second. And the tag is right there, greeting Jordan Thompson. T.J. Schofield Sam tags him out for the second out of the inning. Ah, Cole Kahn. Don't run on the con man. Sean McClain now. Mitch Myers can focus on it. McClain hitting 217. The OPS was 670 through 67 games with Rancho Cucamonga. He did have five home runs. The pitch up high. It had been his third straight season in Rancho Cucamonga, albeit he had not played all that many games the prior 2 years. Here's the pitch. Dialed back. Two balls, two strikes. In 2022, his professional debut, 17 games for the Quakes, and he had 175. In 2023, he only played 8 games the whole season. Injuries. Played 5 games for the Quakes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out here in his second game with the Loons on a slider down and away. Myers strikes out his second. And we go to the third inning. We have no score as of yet between the Loons and the Lugnuts.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Number two hitter in the Lugnuts order, Ryan Lasko leads off the third. Shows butt, pulls back, takes a called strike from the righty, Patrick Copen. Lasko, Dickey, and Simpson, no score. Copen throws. Fastball screams up and in. Lasko struck out his first time. One of a couple of strikeouts for Copen. Who rocks, deals. Way outside. Two balls and a strike. Patrick Copen really rears back and lets it fly. Step back, leg kick, here it comes. Fouled up and away off the right side. Two and two. Copen has walked four, but no runs for either team. He fires. Down and in, the count is full. So the pitch count for Copen, yeah, it's up there. Here's pitch number 40. A payoff. Slam beyond the shortstop. Thompson, a base hit sizzling into left center. Campbell gets it in. A leadoff single for Ryan Lasko.
Batting lines in the left field, number 4, Jared Dickey.
That is a high fastball. Now, Lasko showed off quick hands to go up there and get it.
First hit of the ball game for the Nuts. No score. Jared Dickey bats left. Righty brings it. Strike called. Outside corner at 95. Dickey walked his first time up. One of three consecutive walks that were then stranded. Copen's pitch. Lasko runs. Check swing. Call the strike. Throw down to second base. Tag not in time. Lasko went in hands first in front of the tag by Jordan Thompson, the shortstop. And Ryan Lasko has his third steal in four attempts with the Nuts. Leadoff single. Swiping his way into scoring position. And nobody out in the third inning. Outstanding. A look back by Copen. Then the pitch. Down and in. Slider. One ball and two strikes. Well, Jared Dickey knocked in three runs last week. That was against Dayton. Here, 1-2 pitcher's pitch. On its way. Off the outside corner. Good take. Ball two. Will Simpson's waiting on deck. Black bat at the ready for Dickey. 2-2 break even. Coming in. Down and in and hit him. A slider got away from Copen. Jared Dickey awarded first base. Oh, that hurt. Dickey's on base percentage with the Nuts. By the way, it looked like it caught him on his left knee, his back knee. He's been reaching base at a 500 clip, and now it's above that. It's 2-for-2 reaching base today. First and second, nobody out, no score. The pitch to Simpson. Will takes a called strike on the front door slider. Will walked his first time up. Chance to grab the lead for the Lugnuts. Copen comes set. Pitch coming. Broke it in for a called strike two. Once again, front door slider. Copen has given Simpson a steady diet of that front door slider. 0-2. Slider swung at and missed. He chased it outside. Third strikeout for Copen. So TJ Schofield, Sam takes his turn. First and second for the Nuts. No score. One out. Righty to lefty. Ball one. Inside. Copen listed at 220 pounds, 6 feet 6 inches tall. Added 20 pounds in the offseason. Pitch, up and away. I like this note from the Great Lakes Loons game notes. That Patrick Copen, while he was in college, his hair went down to his shoulders. A little shorter now. The pitch, swing and a miss. Backdoor slider. First base for the Nuts. Dickey at second. Lasko. Pitch on its way. Strike two called at the knees. That is a hard slider. Maybe a cutter. 91 miles an hour with great break. 2-2. Fouled away off the screen on the left side, then down into the Lugnuts dugout. Earlier this year, back on March the 15th, the Dodgers had their spring breakout game against the Angels, and Copen pitched in that game. He struck out four batters, pitched two scoreless innings against the Angels prospects. Copen with the sign. Here's the pitch, up high. Three balls and two strikes on Schofield Sam. Well, he's got two scoreless innings here, plus one out into the third, two on. A 3-2 pitch. Are those runners going to be in motion? No. And Schofield Sam bounces it foul off his leg, then out toward the mound. And the Loons will once again get action going in the pen. I've got Copen right now for, I think, 57 pitches, compared to Lugnut starter Mitch Myers, who has utilized 29 pitches. Payoff pitch once more. Up and in, and that hits Schofield Sam, I think. Let's see what the home plate umpire Rob says. She says foul ball. Isabella Rob says that hit him on the bat, that did not hit him on the armor. Let's see what I see here. Oh, that hit Schofield Sam on the elbow guard. And Isabella Rob didn't see it. So she can't really see it. I've talked to umpires before about this. This is one where you'd like her to have a conference with the bases umpire Garver, just to talk to Sohn and say, did you see it? Because she's got the poor angle. But to her, it sounded like the crack of a bat. It hit him right on the elbow guard, and he's still batting. 3-ball, 2-strike pitch. Ground ball foul up the right side. Now, thank goodness it caught TJ on that elbow guard. Otherwise, that really hurts. Nate Nankill is not playing today because of his HBPs yesterday. Runner's not going. 3-2. Bouncing ball hit to short. Thompson waits back, grabs, steps on second, throws to first. Double play. And after all of that, and all of those pitches utilized by Copen, one single, one hit batter who is not called, one runner stranded, no runs. Going to the bottom of the third inning, scoreless from Midland.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Gorgeous day for baseball. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Juan Alonso leads off against the righty Mitch Myers. No score. The pitch. A fastball starts him off. A called strike to the Great Lakes right fielder. Alonso, Bittison, and Campbell. 8-9-1 against the Lugnut starter. Mitch Myers steps back. Leg kick in the pitch. Down low. The monkey ball master, Myers. Third highest score. Monkey ball in the world. Let's it fly. Swing and a foul tip. I feel like I need to get that in, because in talking to Mitch, it is so clearly a point of pride. He's a quiet guy. He's a very smart person. In his second year with the Nuts, deals the 1-2. Alonso lays off this slider outside for ball two. At the first inning, he hit a batter and then stranded Dylan Campbell at third base. The second inning, a leadoff single, and Jordan Thompson caught stealing. Now in the third, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the first batter that he sees. Alonso sent back to the dugout with the cheddar. 92 on the Myers fastball and right down the middle. Nick Bittison swings and misses, strike one. Righty, righty, the pitch, inside. Bittison's the number nine batter in the order. There's no score in the game. The pitch from Myers. Fly ball out to right field for Danny Bautista Jr. Waits, backs up one step to make the catch. And he snaps his black glove on his left leg before getting it in. And the batter now, Dylan Campbell, the leadoff hitter, as Myers looks for a perfect frame. Looks to get us through three scoreless innings. Myers throws. Strike called, right in there. Well, Mitchell Hilliard Myers looking for the 1-2-3 inning. Righty to righty at 0-1. Campbell takes low. Mitchell originally committed to the University of Alabama, and then because of coach instability, went to Florida Southwestern State, and from there to Pitt. JUCO transfer. The deal. Up and in, then all the way to the backstop. Two balls and one strike on Campbell, who was hit by a pitch his first time. And Mitch is working in. Mitch signed for $125,000 3 years ago, the A's 12th rounder. 21st appearance of the year. Let's it fly. Swing and a foul tip, strike two, slider. On that Florida Southwestern State team, Mitch was one of 10 Bucks who signed with a D1 program. Talk about a powerhouse. D1 coaches out in force recruiting. Now in pro baseball. Myers with the 2-2. The Texas Longhorn Campbell strikes out swinging on the slider. And we go to the fourth. Myers strikes out two in a perfect inning. He has four strikeouts overall. And we've got no score from Midland, Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
In case you missed it, no Adam, he's on the MILB TV call. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, entering the fourth inning. Johnny Butler leads off with the Lugnuts against the Loons right-hander Patrick Copen. On the first pitch, hit high in the air on the left side of the diamond, third baseman Mangelli, out in a shallow left down the line, makes the catch crouching. One pitch and one out. It has been a weird game for Mr. Patrick Copen.
He has walked four. He has hit a batter. He is allowed a base hit. He is not allowed any runs. He has stranded five so far. Takes on Luke Mann, batting left. No score. That starts things off with a clear fastball for a strike. That was grooved. Left-handed batter against the righty. The pitch to Mann. High bouncer hit down to first. One big hop for Bittison to his base. And two outs. And after all the pitches utilized by Copen, he has two outs on three pitches here. Switch hitting Cole Conn bats left. No score. Copen throws. Strike called on the outside corner. So far, so good here for Copen. Trying to tame that great arm. Let's it fly. A ball outside. And every now and then that switch flips. And he misses arm side. He is so long. 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Rears back, fires. Way outside, ball two. Tried to snap the slider back. Two balls and a strike on Conn. Grounded out to the pitcher's first time. The pitch here. Sort of foul in the air off the left side. Two balls and two strikes. Just walking around earlier today. Utterly ideal. 74 degrees. Sun shining. The wisp of clouds. Basically the barest notion up beyond the center field wall. 0-0 in game 2 of 6. Copen throws. Ball three high. Looking ahead, tomorrow we've got 83 degrees. Then Friday 78, Saturday 72. Love it. A payoff. Fouled up and off the left side and out of play.
The fitness screen laser test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult as it continues.
That sounded like a PSA. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The payoff, high for ball four. And apparently it's not as easy as all of that for Copen. Three pitches to get two outs. And then Cole Conn steps in and draws a 7-pitch walk. And it's a 10-pitch inning. And Copen is up to 69 pitches overall. The Lugnut starter Mitch Myers has 27 fewer in his three scoreless. Copen to Saheed Valenzuela, batting left. Strike called. Fastball there. 95. Right down the chute. Valenzuela grounded out to third baseman Mangelli his first time. Sam Mangelli off his line, heading toward the shortstop hole. The pitch. Down low, escapes Galiz to the backstop. Conn trots up to second. Runner into scoring position. Wild pitch. It was low, it did hop in. It also is not a great effort by Galiz. But Galiz is only 20 years of age. A native of Venezuela. Puts down the signal. Copen comes set. Checks on Conn. Kicks. Throws. Strike two called on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes on Saheed Valenzuela. Can he give the Nuts the lead? He takes. Outside for ball two. Leadoff hitting Danny Bautista Jr. is on deck. Lugnuts got deep into the Loons pen yesterday. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The bottom fell out. Valenzuela becomes Copen's fourth strikeout victim. The walk left at second. And we remain without a run through 3.5 from Dad Diamond in Midland.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, Patrick Copin dodges another Lugnuts threat as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Another Lugnuts stranded in scoring position. No score. Bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Nevin steps in against Mitch Myers. Myers throws. At a called strike. Spun it down there at the knees. Righty Myers against the righty Nevin. The lefty DiPaolo. The righty Mongelli. 2-3-4 in the loon's order. The pitch. Strike two called. Fastball in the inside corner. Nevin struck out swinging his first time. One of four strikeouts for Myers. Takes time here. And here's the pitch. A bouncer foul pulled up the left side. Let's do your Lugnuts trivia question of the game right here. Today in baseball history and yesterday in baseball history. Real fun one. Two strike pitch on its way. Fastball high just to show it to him. The old waist pitch. It was August the 6th and August the 7th in baseball history that major leaguers got their 3,000th hits. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out on the fastball up and in on the hands. Nevin handcuffed. Five strikeouts for Myers. One gone. Josue DiPaolo. 0-for-1 with a flyout to center. No score. Your question is, can you name those major leaguers who in back-to-back days got their 3,000th hits? A breaking ball down and in. I will give you the year. August the 6th, August the 7th, 1999. Who are those Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, who got their 3,000th hits? The pitch, DiPaolo takes a ball low. 2-0. Really cool in baseball history that it happened in back-to-back days. Myers lets it fly. A ground ball foul off the foot. Two balls and one strike into DiPaolo. Flied out to the center fielder, Lasko his first time. One out, nobody on. The pitch. High fly, center field. Another chance for Lasko. Coming in into left center with a two-handed catch above his head. And the native New Yorker DiPaolo is retired by the native New Jerseyite, Masco, a second time. Ryan Lasko takes off his cap, consults the defensive positioning. And Sam Mongelli steps in. Myers looks for the perfect bottom of the fourth inning. The wind of the pitch. Down low, ball one. No score. By the way, if you would like to answer in that question, email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Here it comes. Inside. Jellia ground out to short. Second at bat. Third pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Jordan Thompson waits on deck. The deal. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Under the hands. Time granted to the batter. Mongelli steps back in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Myers throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Oh, Mitch Myers is feeling it today. Two strikeouts in the fourth, like he had two strikeouts in the third. He has struck out six through four innings of one-hit scoreless ball. We're going to the fifth inning. Lugnuts and the Loons. Bagels. No score.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the fifth, top of the order for the Lugnuts. Bautista Jr., Lasco, and Dickey. Right-hander Patrick Hopin out to the mound. Ready to rock and roll. Fires. Up and in. 0-1 to Danny Bautista Jr. A flyout, a ground out. The 1-0. Bound back into the screen. The story on Patrick Hopin so far has been walks and strikeouts. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike in the inside corner. The count is 1-2. Even though it's 1-2, you foul off some pitches. You can work it. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. There you go. Slider missing. Two balls, two strikes. There's really no reason that this count shouldn't go full. Here's the break even. Foul away down the right side. Off into the lawn. Earlier today, if you checked out Lugnuts social media, there was a video posted of all the Lugnuts and their pregame rituals. The pitch, punched on the ground down toward first, grabbed by Bittison down to his knees, gets up and underhands to Copen at the base.
That is Juicy,
one out in the fifth inning for Ryan Lasco. fun to hear everybody's pregame routines. Righty, righty, no score. Let's go. Swinton fouls it back. My main takeaway from it was socks and shoes. And which sock do you put on first? And going from there. And Cole Kahn put Luke Mann on the spot. 0-1. Outside for a ball. And that was something that Adam Jackson followed up with Luke earlier today. I think Luke told him, you know what? To heck with it. I'm going right foot next time. Break even. Ground ball sizzling up the middle. Base hit center field for Lasko. Ryan Lasko is on with his second knock. Dylan Campbell gets it in. A one-out single. After Lasko's single in the third inning, he stole second, but his teammates left him there. Can they do a little bit more here? Lasko is the only two hits for the Nuts today. Benton's his lead away from first. Jared Dickey chops weakly towards second. Grab by McLean, only one place. Over to first, gets the out there. Lasko too fast, dashing in front of him off to second. Two outs. And the batter, Will Simpson. Cleanup hitter in the order. No score. Look back to Lasko. Copen's pitch. Check swing. On appeal. He went. Strike one. The Lugnuts left the bases loaded in the first. Left a runner at third base in the second. Left a runner at second base in the third. Left a runner at second base in the fourth. Runner at second here. Simpson swings and fouls it back. First inning was Dickey, Simpson, and Schofield Sam. In the second inning, Luke Mann. In the third, Lasko. In the fourth, Kahn. Here in the fifth, it's Ryan Lasko, the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Rooting on his teammate Simpson out of Washington State. The pitch. Foul tip. Here to the mid of Galiz. Strike three. Side retired. Copen strikes out his fifth. Lasko is left in scoring position. And Ryan Lasko is doing everything he can. But we're halfway to the house, and we are still scoreless from Midland, Michigan.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers has been excellent so far. And the Lansing Lugnuts Northpaw deals to Thompson, Galiz, and McLean, scoreless in the fifth. Offers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Jordan Thompson. Better luck next time. Tied him up in knots. Change up to start him. Pitch number two. Down and away. Breaking ball. And one ball and one strike. Thompson singled to center field his first time up, and that is the only hit so far against Myers. deep breath by Mitch. Step back, leg kick, the pitch. Outside corner, strike two called. Spotted the fastball. Blue shin guard on the left lead leg for Thompson. The pitch, down low and in. 2-2. You've got the Dodger blue, mixed with the Great Lakes Loons. White, the red, and every now and then the green, although their uniforms today are more the white trimmed in red. White batting gloves for Thompson. 2-2 pitch, fouled off the hands into the screen. Jordan Thompson is out of Chula Vista, California. 15th rounder last year out of LSU. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the left side. Thompson signed for $197,000. $197,500 as the 460th pick in the draft last year. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Again, the 2-2. Breaking ball sails outside. The interesting thing was that the Dodgers last year drafted Thompson out of LSU in the 15th round, drafted Javon Coleman out of LSU in the 16th round, didn't sign him though. Payoff. Popped up. Right side foul, ground, and out of play. And then Coleman did not get drafted this year. After finishing up his senior year with a 5.19 ERA and 26 innings. Jordan Thompson, though, doing all right in his pro debut. Swings and misses here. He's gone on strikes in the high cheddar. Alta Quesa from Mitch Myers. Climbing the ladder. And he got Thompson to climb up there with him. Myers has struck at 7. One away for Jesus Galiz. One out in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He is getting so many swings and misses tonight. And it's on everything. But notably that fastball, which is 91, 92 miles an hour. And 0-1. A chopper pulled foul up the third baseline. Jesus Gabriel Galiz. 52 games with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He batted .268 with a .366 on base percentage, thanks in large part to getting hit by pitches so much. 11 HBPs. 0-2, fouled off to the right side. Yesterday, Galiz played his second game with the Loons. And yesterday was 1-for-4. Had an RBI single, but he also struck out 3 times. Struck out a ton down in the California League 2. No score. One out. Myers is 0-2. Slider outside. That did not get him to chase. What a blast this right now is for Myers. He has fanned 7 through 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed 1 hit. He's hit a batter. That's been all. He deals. Fouled up and away down the right side. Stay 1-2. Best outing for Mitch this year, probably June the 27th. 5 scoreless innings. The pitch, popped him up. Foul ground behind home plate. Cole Kahn to the screen, but foul. There was a fan who had the right idea. She stood up from where she was sitting, and she put her hands over her head. She got down, and she ducked for cover. She didn't know where that ball was. And everybody else just sat there and let that ball fall. And it didn't strike any of them. Deadened by the seat. Feet together for Myers. Ball in a glove. Deep breath. Turns. Throws. Swing and a miss. Down goes another. Fastball puts away Galiz. Sean McLean is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch. A ground ball down to third. One hop from Mann. Throws to first. Side retired. and Will Simpson took it in with panache at first base. Mitch Myers is through five scoreless innings on 74 pitches. Myers has struck out eight. We march onward into the sixth inning. No score between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So the story of this game is the Lugnuts are getting runners in scoring position, and the Loons are getting dominated, but no score as T.J. Schofield-Sam bounced the first pitch foul. Right side, strike one. Seven runners stranded by the Lugnuts. The Loons have eight strikeouts against Mitch Myers. Righty Patrick Hopin throws to the lefty Schofield-Sam on the backdoor slider for a called strike. But here we are. Five innings of zeros. Two hits for the Lugs, one hit for the Loons. 0-2. Check swing. High heater. Went too far. Strike three. Schofield Sam is gone. Fifth strikeout. Check that. Sixth strikeout. Patrick Copen. Full credit to Copen. Battling his way through command issues. Into the sixth inning. There's Johnny Butler, who's 0-2. Righty to lefty. Outside corner, strike one called. Sixth inning slang today is bat the breeze. What does it mean in baseball to bat the breeze? Strike one pitch. Backdoor slider, strike two called. Pretty. I think Patrick Hopin might be pitching his very best at the end of his outing. He has had such great flashes of brilliance. Dodgers seventh rounder last year. Tremendous ability. Copen throws. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Really, he feels like a lot of the guys that we've seen in the A's organization with a high ceiling arm and command troubles. 1-2 coming. Check swing. Did it go? He did on appeal. Strike three. Base umpire Garber threw the fist in the air. That's three straight strikeouts and seven Ks overall for Copen. Now through 5 2/3 scoreless. 0-0. Ryan Lasko has the two hits for the Lugnuts. Copen has walked five, and he's hit a batter. Copen to Luke Mann. Righty to lefty. Ball one outside. We feel like we're picking up some steam as the sun is starting to set. The pitch to Mann, way outside, two balls and no strikes. Then again, the Lugnuts have to get their scheduled runner into scoring position, right? They have not gone down in order in any inning yet against Copen. Copen throws, and Mann taps it foul. Two balls, one strike. It was Luke Mann in the second inning who walked, made his way to third base, but was left there via three straight groundouts. Then he grounded out to first base in the fourth inning. Pitch. Man grounds it up the middle into center field. A base knock. He's back aboard. The throw comes in from Dylan Campbell in center. A two-out single for Luke Mann. Put his bat right on it. Back up through the box. And with that, the manager, Jair Fernandez, is pulling Patrick Copen here and now. Copen is two pitches short of 100. So it's going to be up to a reliever to strand Luke Mann, likely in scoring position. Cole Kahn will be stepping in. The switch hitter batting from the left side because the new man in is the right-hander Jason Cabrera.
And it's time to turn up the heat with the J. Johnson call from Copen. J. Johnson was drafted in Georgia as a leading boy. Since then, he's been celebrating over 45 years of service in the Grand Central region. Call today, 106-46-90, J. E. Johnson.
Jason Cabrera has a 3.18 ERA this year. In 17 innings, he has only allowed 9 base hits. 9 hits out of 69 total batters faced. But he has walked 12. More walks than hits, 1 home run allowed. He struck out 17. League batting 164 against him. He is a 25-year-old out of La Vega, Dominican Republic. He is the first reliever to be utilized in this game by either team. This ball game could go either way. Low scoring, tightly contested baseball here from Midland. Here comes Cole Kahn. Welcome to the J.S. Sungle. Kind of worked. Luke Mann at first, two outs, no score in the sixth. Righty deals. Kahn takes ball one low. Thanks so much for keeping me company. Enjoying some Midwest League baseball on a night like this. Beautiful day for baseball. What a game. Sixth inning scoreless. Kahn takes a ball up and away. Walked his last time after grounding out to the pitcher his first time. Cabrera sets at the belt. Deals. Lifted high out to center for Dylan Campbell. Walking to his left, waiting. Makes the catch. That was casual. And Luke Mann is left at first base following his single. We're going to the bottom of the sixth, and we have no runs in the game from Great Lakes.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Myers toes the rubber for the bottom of the sixth inning with action up in the bullpen behind him. There's no score. Lugnuts and Loons. Juan Alonso leads off. First pitch. Down low for a ball. Alonso, Bittison, and Campbell. 8-9-1 hitters in the Loons order. Against a man who right now is spending 5 one-hit scoreless innings, no walks, 8 Ks. Deals. And he finds the outside corner for a called strike. A Myers cutter. Red Lakes went to the bullpen in the top half. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Broke at the slider for strike two. Juan Alonso struck at swinging his first time up. Could he be strikeout victim number 9? Your sixth inning slang today is Bet the Breeze. Second baseman Schofield Sam up the middle. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Juan Alonso bets the breeze. He's gone. And Myers is struck at 9. That is your sixth inning baseball lingo. To bat the breeze, to strike at swinging. And a mighty wind was sent up in Midland, Michigan. Now Nick Bittison. One out, nobody on, no score. The pitch. Get up in the air down the right side and foul. And out of play. No balls, one strike. Bittison flied out to the right fielder Batista Jr.'s first time. Has his Red Sox pulled up high. Bright red batting gloves. The deal. Fastball up and away. Myers fires. Fouled into the screen. And the count is 1-2. It has been the fastball that has been such a weapon for Mitch. And then the slider playing off of it. I remember last year it was his curveball. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a high fly out to right field on the slider. Batista Jr. backs up. He's at the wall. And it's gone. Nick Bittison on a slider reached out and he simply punched it. He went right with the pitch out to right field. And he picks up just his third home run of the year to give the Loons a 1-0 lead. Ninth home run served up the season by Myers, who throws to Dylan Campbell. On a ground ball down to third, one hop. Luke Mann throws to first. Simpson receives at number 2. The second hit allowed all game by Myers. And it leaves the ballpark. Boons 1, Lugnuts nothing. Here's Kyle Nevin. Righty deals to righty. Down and in, ball 1. Nevin is 0-2. Two of those Myers strikeouts. Looking for a 10th. Fires. Hits the outside corner. Strike called with a fastball. You know the last Lugnuts pitcher to strike out double-digit batters in an outing? Got to go back to last year in May. Here's the pitch. And that's low. 2 balls, 1 strike on Nevin. It was Jake Garland in his Lugnuts debut. Garland was called up from single A Stockton and was brilliant. The pitch, a ground ball sizzling beyond the diving shortstop and into left center. Valenzuela could not stop it. Lasco plays it in. It's a single for Nevin. That is the third hit allowed by Myers. Unofficially, I've got Mitch for 86 pitches right now. And here comes Craig Conklin. Will there be a signal to the bullpen? Not as of yet. The whole infield comes around, and there it is. Hunter Bro is coming in. Mitch Myers stays on the mound. Conklin talks to him. And now he takes the ball just as Bro arrives. 5 2/3 innings from Mitch. Strong. 3 hits. A couple of singles. One batter that he hit with a pitch. 9 strikeouts. 1 Nick Bittison home run. This was really great stuff. So now Hunter Bro. The Lugnuts are going to need some offense. First, though, Bro is going to take on Josue De Paula. Now, De Paula is 0-2 today with a couple of flags to center. He saw his power back in Lansing, Michigan, when he homered. He had one of those showcase series. Just a 3-game series at that. There was a game where he had 2 walks and a single. There was a game where he had a walk, a single, and another single. There was a game where he hit a 2-run homer. Headed off of Luis Carrasco. If you would consult your MLB pipeline, Dodgers top prospects, the Dodgers top 30, you know what you would find? It's Josue De Paula, the number 2 prospect in the organization. His hit grade, given a 60. Power 55. He is a cousin of Stephon Marbury, if you remember the great basketball point guard, as well as a cousin of Bassie Telfair. Signed for $397,500 out of the Dominican. Bats left, runner at first, 2 outs. Right-handed pitcher Bro kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. De Paula is only 19 years old. This past offseason, he trained with Ellie De La... There's the pitch. That's high. Ellie De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds. He also trained with Juan Soto. Can you imagine training with Juan Soto and Ellie De La Cruz? Might have picked up a couple of pointers. 1-1 pitch from Bro. Down low, bouncing off to the left side, and up to second base goes the runner. Kyle Nevin is 90 feet closer in a scoring position on the Bro wild pitch. Like the ceiling can't hold us. 1-0 loons. 2 outs. Hitters count on 2-1. Bro finds the inside corner. Strike 2 call. It's been a while since we last saw Bro pitching in a game. Last outing for Bro, you've got to go all the way back to July the 28th to not pitch against Dayton. He brings it. And a flat foul soaring off to the left side. Natural segue here. Earlier today, I saw soaring over this ballpark a couple of bald eagles. I felt like Adam Jackson, the great birder. Bald eagles just soaring above, hunting. Runner starts early, Bro throws to third, the tag, and Kyle Nevin is out. And how about that to end the 6th inning? Well, not quite as dignified as a bald eagle. Nevin walks back to the dugout, his head down. And we'll see Josue De Paula in the 7th. Cons dealing with ease by Bro and Luke Mann. But Nick Bittison's home run has sent the Loons flying into a 1-0 lead over the Lugnuts, entering the 7th inning from Dow Diamond.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
The Loons lead. Nick Bettis in the first baseman with a home run. 1-0 Loons to the seventh inning. Jason Cabrera deals. Saeed Valenzuela takes a called strike. It is the number 9 hitter, Valenzuela, then Batista Jr. and Lasco at the top. The righty Cabrera lets it fly outside. Switch hitting Saeed. 0-2 with a ground out to third and a strikeout swinging. Against the starter, Copen. Now against the reliever. 1-1. Hit in the air, slicing down the left side, but foul over the Lugnuts pen. 1-2. We are currently 1 hour and 34 minutes into this game. We're in the seventh. Shortstop up the middle. Pitch on its way. At the letters, strike 3 called. Strikeout for Cabrera is his first. One gone in the seventh. Today in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history, go back 2 years ago, August the 7th. Danny Batista Jr. shows bunt, swings it back, strike called inside corner. The 67-minute baseball game. Fastball inside, and it hit Danny, and he's awarded first base. And the potential game-tying run is on for the Nuts. Down 1-0. Batista Jr. on at first with great speed. 11 steals this year, 4 times caught. Held on by Bittison, the home run hitter. Here's the pitch. Ryan Lasco takes it. Got down, got away. Batista Jr. didn't see. He is stuck at first. That escaped the catcher, Galiz. It rolled back into the left of the circle, and Danny Batista Jr. never spotted it. Well, 1-0 on Lasco. 2-for-3 today. Righty to righty. Down low and away. 2-0 on Ryan. Singles in the third and the fifth. I bring up today in Lugnuts history, it was wild. The Lugnuts beat West Michigan 3-1 in 1 hour and 7 minutes, if you remember. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. Breaking ball low. Throw down to second is high. And the tag dropped down. Safe the call. Batista Jr. slid in underneath McLean. Stolen base number 12. At a scoring position. With a count now, 3-0 on Lasco. Dickey on deck. Cabrera's pitch. Up and in, ball 4. And Ryan Lasco is on again. 4-pitch walk means that the tying run is in scoring position. And the go-ahead run is on with great speed. By the way, in case you're wondering, as the pitching coach David Anderson jets out to the mound, how in the world the Lugnuts could win a game in 1 hour and 7 minutes, the fastest game in franchise history? It was not a 9-inning game. Jack Owen was the Lugnuts starting pitcher, and he went 5 innings. He allowed just 1 unearned run against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Lazaro Armenteros homered early for a lead, and then Brian Guelbas in the bottom of the fifth inning homered to center field. The Lugnuts led 3-1, and then the rain, which had been pouring down throughout the fifth inning, finally proved too much. The umpires called it, and that was it. And 1 hour and 7 minutes, the Lugnuts won. Basically 4.5 plus one batter, the home run hitter. Today in Lugnuts history, August the 7th, 2022, the 67-minute victory over the Whitecaps. We're ready. Jared Dickey bats left. Down 1-0, 2-1. The pitch. Right to right field. Hooked down the line for a base hit. And going into the corner. Batista Jr. scores. Les goes on his way to the plate. Relay throw. He's safe. Dickey stops at second with a two-run double. And the Lugnuts lead. Nuts 2, Loons 1 in the seventh inning. Jared Dickey comes through again. It's his second double with the Nuts. It's fourth and fifth RBIs with Lansing. The man picked up in the three-player package from the Royals for Lucas Ursak, and he has been a marvel. Now Will Simpson. Immediately after the pitching mound conference too with David Anderson, and it gets Jason Cabrera. Cabrera consults his cap. Puts it back on his head. Will Simpson over 2 today with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Readies. And then time called by the catcher Galiz. Now we're ready. A spin and a turn back. And Cabrera looks Dickey right back into second base as Galiz races out to the mound. Because apparently they can't get on the same page. Keep in mind that Jason Cabrera has been here with Great Lakes a lot longer than Galiz, the catcher just called up from Rancho Cucamonga. And if you were wondering, is Rancho Cucamonga fun to say real fast? Yeah, try Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Cali League squad. Galiz just arrived. The 20-year-old from Venezuela, the signals. Cabrera, the 25-year-old. Fires. Fastball inside. 1-0, no strikes on Will Simpson. Well, the Lugnuts are on top. They have picked up Mitch Myers. The pitch. Down low. That gets away, but not all that far. Back into second base. And Galiz's throw a little bit too late to try to get Dickey. Dickey took a couple of hops toward third. And then he realized, heck no, and he scampered back into the keystone. And for Galiz, that's a dangerous throw. There's not really a play to be made there with the second baseman McLean, the closest middle infielder there. Will Simpson, so much power. Pitch takes a called strike. Slider, inside corner on the shadow zone. That was a good take. And that could have easily been called ball three. It was not. The 2-1. High fly out to right. Alonso backs up at the track. Back against the wall. He's got the catch. Tagging at second. Dickey motors to third. Simpson's flyout supplies out number 2. Boy, the ball is carrying to right field right now. Just saw Nick Bittison homer to right, and that nearly got out of here. Here's TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam is 0 for 2 with a walk. The pitch. Low, ball 1. He looks ready to destroy the baseball every time right now. Coming off a double in yesterday's game. 2-1 Nuts. The pitch. Down low. Catcher Galiz, be careful. He's had a couple of pitches get away from him so far. 2 balls and 0 strikes. First and second base open. Butler on deck. Righty to lefty. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. That was going to be ball 3. But he tempted Schofield Sam. The bearded Jason Cabrera nods yes to the sign. Blue glove in his hand. Kicks and throws. Backdoor breaking ball. Strike 2 called. Snapdragon. Jared Dickey just doubled the Lugnuts into the lead. The pitch up high. Dickey started in from third. Hurries right back to third. Three balls and two strikes. Cabrera faces home in full. Steps back. Leg kick. Payoff. Up high for ball four. And Schofield, Sam has drawn his second walk of the game. That was not a part of his offensive game down in Stockton. It was up there to swing, not to take. He has been highly patient here with Lansing. Schofield, Sam now at first. Jared Dickey standing at third, talking with manager Craig Conklin. And the batter is Johnny Butler. 0 for 3 today with a couple of strikeouts. Two outs, up by a run. Right at a lefty. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Slider started him. Johnny battling through a shoulder woe. He aggravated it on a slide. How well can he swing? And 0-1. Right down the middle. Slider for a called strike two. There was a late replacement here today. Nate Nankill was scheduled to bat here sixth in the order, but he got banged up yesterday via an HPP. 0-2 pitch. A ground ball pulled on the right side, grabbed by Bettison on a couple of bounces to the bag. Side retired. Lugnut score two. And take the lead via Jared Dickey two-run double. Dickey left at third. Schofield Sam left at first. We hit the stretch. Nuts two, Loons one.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Lugnuts 2, Loons 1. Bottom of the 7th. I'll check in with the trivia question here. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Thank you very much for joining me. We begin with a pitch clock infraction. And now we begin in earnest. Josue de Paula against Dylan Hall. Down and in, ball 1. Pitch clock infraction was called against the 19-year-old left-handed slugger. 1-1. Hall replaces Hunter Bro. Pitch outside. So Bro comes in and he doesn't even face a batter. He catches a runner stealing, and that's the only batter that he faces. DePaula takes a ball low. And Dylan Hall is behind him 3-1. Bro relieved Mitch Myers with Kyle Nevin at second. Nevin started too early. Bro threw to third. They got the tag. There you go. A 3-1 missed outside. And Dylan Hall has just walked Josue de Paula. First four pitches that he throws all miss the zone. You know, Dylan Hall had been pitching so much better recently. Sam Mongeli is 0-2. He's grounded to short. He struck out swinging. The right-hander Hall. Let's apply. A bunt pushed foul up the right side. The count is 0-1. So here we go. Here's your final line. Mitch Myers, the Lug starter, 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. No walks, 9 strikeouts. A home run given up to Nick Bettison in the 6th. Hunter Bro, 1/3 of an inning. And that's it. Hall to the plate. Slider outside. 1-1 on Mungelli. Two to one Lugnuts on the Jared Dickey go-ahead two-run double. Hall to the plate. Broke it down. There goes DePaulo for second. Kahn's throw is late. Tag applied by the second baseman Schofield Sam, but he was already in. Hens first. That's a wild pitch for Dylan Hall. Simply the Hall slider that Kahn knocked down, but he couldn't secure. 2-1 on Mangelli. Things are going sideways. Here's the pitch. A slider ripped foul up the left side and then bounding beyond the Lug's pen. Kick saved by one of the relievers. I'm going to guess Garrett Irvin. DePaulo at second. 180 feet away from tying up this game at 2. Nobody out. Mangelli, the cleanup hitter. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bat the breeze with a Dylan Hall slider. What a way. There is action ongoing in the Great Lakes Loons pen now. Likely coming up for the 8th inning, we will see a change of Jason Cabrera. The pitch to Jordan Thompson. Lugnuts leading 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Slider blocked beautifully by Kahn. The pitcher warming up in the Loons pen. It's Michael Martinez, the hard-throwing right-hander. And 0-1 from Hall. Looks back. Lets it fly. Fly ball deep left field. Back goes Jared Dickey. Into the corner. That ball is fair. And in one hops into the base of the wall. DePaulo scores. And Thompson takes his spot at second base. An RBI double to tie the game at 2-2. Jared Dickey was playing Jordan Thompson at the left center field. And so he had a long run to get to that one into the corner. The ball is carrying to right. It's not carrying to left. So that baseball got to hop around a little bit. And now here's Jesus Galiz. 0-2 with a foul out and a strikeout. Hall to the plate. Down and away, slider, 1. Your Lugnuts trivia question of this game was, today in baseball history, 1999, can you name the two future Hall of Famers who collected 3,000 hits on consecutive days? Here's the 1-0. Mashed out to right field, Bautista Jr. makes the catch, and at second base, no tag up by Thompson. A throw comes right into shortstop, and Thompson quickly makes sure that he's on the bag. 2 outs. That was hard contact, too. Sean McClain is 0-2. He is struck out swinging. He is grounded out to third base. Hall straightens, looks back. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss on the slider. Strike 1. Lansing and Great Lakes set up 2-2. On that trivia question, Marsha Bullard writes in with the correct answer. 1999, Tony Gwynn and then Wade Boggs. Yes, indeed. Here's the pitch. On the slider, missed down. On August the 6th, 1999, Tony Gwynn collected his 3,000th hit. And then one day later, Wade Boggs got there. And Wade Boggs homered to get it. A break even, 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Wade Boggs hit for his 3,000th hit. He homered. Very first player in Major League Baseball history with their 3,000th hit to be a home run. He was playing for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the time. Took on the Cleveland. Runner starts early. Hall's pitch comes in anyway. Called strike three. And the inning is over. Time stood still. Thompson broke. Hall gave him a look. And then dealt it in anyway. And Sean McClain just stood there. Like the house by the side of the road. And he let it go by. And we're going to the eighth inning. RBI double by Jordan Thompson ties the game up 2-2. Out of the eighth from Dow Diamonds. Anybody's ballgame.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Tonight, Adam Jackson's on MILB TV. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. The Lugnuts and the Loons are tied up 2-2, and we have gone to the eighth. The Lugnuts are warming up a pitcher in their bullpen for the bottom half, and it looks like it's Diego Barrera. Meanwhile, the right-hander Michael Martinez out of Puerto Rico has come on for the Loons in the eighth inning. Deals to Luke Mann, followed by Conan Valenzuela. Luke takes a fastball high. One ball and no strikes. .97 on that fastball. Righty to lefty. The pitch to Mann. A topper out in front of home plate, up the pitcher's path to Martinez, who delivers a strike to first. And there's one away. Great Lakes, just like West Michigan, has that old school path, the keyhole. That leads out to the mound. That ball bounced right out there perfectly for Martinez. Now he takes on Cole Kahn. Tied up 2-2. Switch hitter bats left. The deal. Inside for a ball. Michael Martinez's numbers coming in. Well, the ERA, fine. 2.83. 29th appearance of the year. And the league batting, more than fine. Just 2.02 against him, but 19 walks in his 29 innings. Let's it fly. Outside for ball two. There's the vulnerability. He sets, deals. Bow the way down the left side. I mean, here's a little bit of eighth inning slang for you. That path that goes from the pitcher's mound to the home plate circle. So the pitcher's path, the keyhole, or I love this, it's the runway. And that exists in Detroit, and it exists in Arizona. And it used to exist at ballpark after ballpark around the country. But now it's a throwback. It's a 2-1 pitch. Inside to Cole Kahn. Three balls and one strike. Lugnuts would love the base runner in front of Valenzuela, then the top of the order. You can understand the reason for that path. You would wear it out, the catcher walking back and forth between home plate and the mound. Martinez throws. Kahn takes ball four. 97 and high. And a one-out base on balls for the Nuts. Second walk drawn today by Khan. Four walks drawn yesterday by the Lugnuts. Eight walks drawn today. Cole Khan now 16 walks and 37 games. He's at first for Saheed. Switch hitter batting left. Tie game. Grounds the first pitch, foul right side. And Saheed, that pitch is inside. That is a fastball well inside. Valenzuela has walked three times. He has struck out 10 times. Make that 12 times with his two strikeouts today. This is 15th game with the Lugnuts. He's up there to swing away. The pitch down low. Nice pickup by Galiz. The funny thing, to go back to that pitcher's path, the funny thing about it is that this now feels like it's so far away. If you recall, the catcher used to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth from the circle to the mound, the circle to the mound, and I remember Jorge Posada of the Yankees wearing it out. And then once they put in that rule limiting the amount of mound visits that you could make in a game, that made a huge difference. Martinez is 1-1 for Valenzuela. Check swing, went around too far. Slider down and in. I mean, that also not close. That ended up behind him. But one ball and two strikes on Saheed. Out of a crouch, open stance on the left. Martinez is 1-2. Punched on the ground, down toward third, and off the glove of Mangelli. It kicks away down the left field line. He goes over to recover near the Lux pen. Khan stops at second. Valenzuela's on at first base. A fastball right down the middle. And Saheed went inside out with it. And Sam Mangelli, an excellent offensive player, botched it down at third base. It is his 14th error of the year. And the 8-9 batters are on. Khan at second. Valenzuela at first, tie game in the eighth, one out for Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch, check swing, ball one up and in. Out of the leadoff slot, Danny has gone 0-3, but his last time up, hit by a pitch, stole second. He and Ryan Lasko were doubled in by Jared Dickey for the Nuts runs. Righty to righty, down and away with the slider. And the count is 2-0. We had no runs in this game until the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Bittison from Great Lakes homered. Jared Dickey doubled in two in the seventh. The Loons answered with an RBI double in the home half. Martinez sets, throws. Swing and a miss. Just reared back and chucked 97 by him. Two and one on Bautista Jr. Ryan Lasko, who has been locked in, waits on deck. The pitch, down and in. Slider, oh, the count is 3-1. Raul Martinez struggles with his control. Misses again, the bases will be loaded. Looks at Cole Khan, lets it fly. Oh, a called strike at the knees. Shadow zone. Danny thought that should have been ball four. Long walk around the circle. Now in. Khan at second. Valenzuela at first. Tied at 2 in the eighth. One out. And the payoff. Swinging a ground ball hit to short. Thompson Fields under Anson McLean over the first double play. 6-4-3. Side retired. A walk, an error, one man left, no runs. Out of the bottom of the eighth inning, still tied up 2-2 between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
The Lugnuts have stranded 11 runners on base through 8 innings, at least one runner every inning. They have left 8 runners in scoring position, including 7 out of the 8 innings. And we're going to the bottom of the 8th, tied up 2-2. The new man on the mound for the Lugnuts facing Juan Alonso. Diego Barrera deals in a called strike on the inside corner. It's Barrera against Alonso, Pittison, and Campbell, 8-9-1. The pitch. Yanked it down and in. Juan Alonso's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Number 8 hitter in the order. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Give him a change piece. Beautiful. 1-2. Dylan Hall goes 1 inning. Allows 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 run. Strikes at 2. The pitch. Alonso fouls it back. And we stay here. Jordan Thompson, a crucial RBI double last inning to tie the game at 2-2. And then great pitching by Hall to strand him at second base. The pitch, swing and a miss. Pull the string and strike out Alonso. Change up from Barrera and bet the breeze. Juan Alonso's at number 1. Diego's 10th appearance out of the Lugnuts pen since getting called up from Stockton. He's been so effective. His pitch to Nick Pittison. Nips the inside corner. At a called strike. Barrera now has struck out 13 through 15 and 2/3 innings. Let's it fly. Pittison fouls it at home. Strike 2. 12 hits allowed by Barrera. Again, 62 batters spaced. Entering this appearance, league batting just 211 against him. No homers, only 4 walks. 0-2, up and away. And now looking for his 14th strikeout. He has Bettison all set up. Bettison homered in his last at-bat. Lefty to righty, fouled at home. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the 8th. Should the Loons grab the lead, they would be 3 outs away from a victory and a second straight win in the series. Here's the pitch. High fly but foul off the right side. 1-2 it stays. Barrera went with the high cheddar at 91. They'll try it again. 1-2 pitch from Diego. Ground ball pulled foul left side. Back to the changeup. Bettison behind the fastball. In front of the change. What do you go to, Diego Barrera? What signal do you put down Colton Kahn? We go. Pitch on its way. Swinging a high fly away down the right side. Foul once again. It was another fastball trying to get it in. And that pitch actually ended up right down the middle. That was a mistake. And then the bespectacled Barrera got away with it. He rocks and throws. High fly ball. Deep left center field. Lasco's on the sprint. Out near the track, he runs it down. Ryan Lasco once again found himself kissing the padding out in deepest left center, but he takes away extra bases from Bittison. An 8-pitch plate appearance that ended up with Bittison turning around the breaking ball. But two outs in the eighth. Barrera to Dylan Campbell. A bouncer foul left side. It is so good. A security blanket to have Ryan Lasko patrolling center field. Just let him go get it. 0-1. Up and away. Like a wide receiver chasing down a go route. Barrera's pitch. Missed inside. And I tell you what, not according to TrackMan, but that changeup was called ball two. A 2-1 pitch to Dylan Campbell. Rides up and away. And the count is now 3-1. Two outs, nobody on. Tied up 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. On the southpaw from Loyola Marymount, Barrera lets it fly. Fouled away, right side, out of play. Count is full. Can Barrera put in the perfect frame? Send us to the ninth deadlocked. Lugnuts batters two up. Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, 2, 3, and 4. You love that. Here's the full count pitch. And he missed inside to walk him. Well, Dylan Campbell is a base-stealing threat. Back in the first inning, he swept his 34th bag of the year. And the catcher, Khan, goes out to check on Barrera. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, the Dayton Dragons and the Lake County Captains completed their game from yesterday. And the Dragons forced extra innings. Each team scored in the 10th, and then Lake County scored 5 in the top of the 11th and beat Dayton 9-6. They have the regularly scheduled game right now. Dayton is leading 2-0 going to the second. But the first place team has lost. We're ready. Kyle Nevin takes ball one inside from Barrera. The Lugnuts and the Loons are tied up 2-2 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. West Michigan has beaten Beloit 7-0. Here's the pitch. Nevin takes. Strike called on the inside corner. So now West Michigan has sole possession of first place atop the East Division. Barrera looks at the runner. Throws. Strike two called. Inside corner. Nevin, who has struck out twice already, down in the count 1-2. At the 7th inning stretch from Peoria, the Chiefs lead Cedar Rapids 2-0. That's Fort Wayne leading in South Bend in the 9th, 3-1. Going to the 7th from the Quad Cities. Bandits and Timber Rattlers tied at 1. 1-2 pitch. Shot toward short and beyond the Valenzuela. A base hit to left center. Campbell dashes all the way to 3rd. And the throw comes into 2nd from Lasko. A sizzling single for Nevin. Runners are at the corners for the Loons with 2 outs. On the batter is the 19-year-old Josue de Paula. 101 miles an hour. The problem right now for Barrera is he's grooving his fastball. That fastball was entirely too meaty. Catcher Khan the signal. Nevin over at first, 12 steals this year. Lefty versus lefty. DePaulo's 0 for 2 with a walk. 2-2 in the 8th, 2 outs. The pitch. Barrera ran that fastball up and in. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Campbell starts walking down the third baseline. Pitch. Call this strike. And once again, it's right down the middle from Barrera. 1-1. Diego looks over at first. Kicks, deals. High fly, right field, did not catch all of it. Bautista Jr., a late read down the line, makes the catch. And Barrera has pitched a scoreless 8th inning. There was the walk and the single to complicate things. But the Loons leave runners at the corners. And it's just their 3rd and 4th runners left on base all game. We're going to the ninth, tied up 2-2 from Dow Diamond.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tie game 2-2, and now into the ninth inning. Ryan Lasko leads off. And the first pitch, a broken bat, one hopper beyond the shortstop. It hops into center field. Jordan Thompson couldn't corral. And Lasko is on again. His fourth consecutive plate appearance on base. Two to two game in the ninth inning. Lasko at first. Official score rules E6, Jordan Thompson. Here's Jared Dickey batting left. Right-hander Michael Martinez's pitch called the strike on the outside corner. Jared Dickey is 1-for-2 with a two-run double his last time. Also a walk in an HBP. The pitch, fastball outside. Isabella Robb heard from the third base side dugout. I wonder if they were looking for a balk, something. Something had caught the Lugnuts coach's eye. The pitch stays up and in. No call to strike by Robb. At the very upper reaches of the zone. Call it the Northeast Corridor. And the count is 1-2 on Dickey. On first base, Lasko. Nobody out. The set. And a throw over to first goes right off the glove of Bittison. Tell you what, Lasko might have been in trouble there, but Bittison didn't catch it. He knocked it just a couple of feet away up the line. 1-2. Careful, Ryan Lasko, stretching out that lead. Here comes another pickoff, and no tag by Bittison. Lasko scrambled back in. Well, that's two pickoff throws. So if Martinez wants to throw back in, he has to pick him up. That lead is gigantic now for Lasko. He's running. Dickey takes a ball outside, throw down to second. Not nearly in time. 2-2 on Dickey. And Ryan Lasko steals second for a second time today. It's his fourth stolen base as a member of the Nuts. Potential tie-breaking run. In scoring position. Lasko is a member of the Stockton Ports, 20 steals. The man who led the Big Ten in hits and runs scored 2 years ago, Lasko, away from second. 2-2 pitch, Jared Dickey. Rifled into right field, a base hit. Lasko held up at third by Craig Conklin. In comes the throw from Alonso, right down to home. Knocked down by Galiz up the third base side. It's another base knock for Dickey. Took a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he sent a rocket out to right. And that single has put runners at the corners for the Lugnuts. And the batter is Will Simpson. Simpson is 0 for 3. Walked in the first inning, struck out in the third, struck out in the fifth, flied out to very deep right field in the seventh inning. You would love a sack fly here. Looking for the lead in the top of the ninth. Nobody out. Infield is playing back. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Now, when I say the infield, let me get specific. At first base, Bettison is holding on Dickey, a threat to steal the bag. Meanwhile, at third, Mangelli is playing in toward the baseline. Shortstop Thompson swung around to the hole. Righty, righty. 1-0. Tapped foul right side. The outfield deep. The Loons are in a quandary. On one part, they would love to stop the runner at third, Lasco, from scoring. If there was a ground ball, throw to the plate. If there was a potential sack fly, try to throw to the plate. But right now, the Lugnuts are knocking on the door for a big inning. Martinez is 1-1. Swing and a miss on the slider outside. Will chased. One ball and two strikes and the cleanup hitter. What Great Lakes would love is a strikeout, then a chance for a double play ball to get out of the inning. The pitch. Hit foul off the right side. Simpson spoils a difficult slider. Try it again on 1-2. Martinez deals. In the air out to right center field. Dylan Campbell out in the alley. He has room. He yields in right field. Alonzo the catch. Runner tags from third. Lasco scores standing. Throw into second. Dickey stays put at first base. Will Simpson delivers his fourth sacrifice fly of the year. And the Lugnuts take a 3-2 lead in the ninth. Lasco scored the second run in the seventh inning, scores the third run here in the ninth inning. And now one away, Dickey at first for TJ Schofield Sam, looking for insurance. Righty to lefty. Martinez's pitch. A bouncer pushed left of the mound. Difficult play taken in by Mangelli. Throw to first, nips him, and Jared Dickey just kept running. Now they've got him in a rundown between second and third. A throw comes in to third. It hit Dickey. It knocked off his helmet. And now the throw gets away into shallow center. He's held up at third by Craig Conklin. Dickey is safe. The Loons just kept on flinging it back and forth with Jared in the middle. Nobody attacked him. It was as poorly executed a rundown as you can imagine. Jared Dickey rounded second on that ground out to third. And this should have been easy for the Loons. Except they just kept playing catch, and one of those throws went right off of his helmet. The ensuing throw was thrown into shallow center field. How about that? So you go from a potential side-retiring double play, the ground out by Schofield Sam, and then the error, and Dickey's at third for Johnny Butler. Lugnuts lead 3-2. The pitch from Martinez. Down and away, ball one. Goodness gracious. Throwing error on the pitcher, Michael Martinez. It was Martinez who threw that ball away. Martinez's ball went offering to Johnny Butler. On its way. Flied foul, left side. And that falls back into the crowd. One ball, one strike. What a ball game. The Loons now have three errors tonight. Martinez waits. Hang on, hang on. Ball got away from the Loons' pen, got behind the home plate circle. And so time is called to rescue that baseball. Loons are warming up a pitcher in their pen. Two outs, one run in, runner at third. And time called at home. Johnny Barrels. So far here today, he is 0 for 4. He has struck out twice. He's popped to third. He's grounded out to first base. Isabella Robb grants Johnny time. And now Johnny digs back in. 3-2, nuts. Ninth inning. Drama from Midland. Martinez lets it fly. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. Luke Mann is waiting on deck. Shortstop Thompson up the middle. Third baseman Mangeli. Off his line. Dickey at third, ready to run. The pitch. High fly, deep left. Josue de Paula waits. Makes the catch. Just ran out of legs. It is not carrying the left field. And in the end, the Lugnuts are set down in the top of the ninth inning on two errors, one hit, one run, and one runner left at third base. Their ninth runner stranded in scoring position. But the Lugnuts lead 3 outs away from a victory. Going to the bottom of the ninth, the Nuts 3, the Loons 2.
Glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts stick with Diego Barrera as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lugnuts 3, Loons 2. Barrera just tossed a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. And now it's Barrera who's going to be looking to preserve what would be his own victory. No wins, no losses yet for Diego. 3 saves for the Nuts. Standing in his way, the Loons 4, 5, and 6 batters. Mangeli, Thompson, and Galiz. We are 2 hours and 25 minutes in. Sam Mangeli, 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts. Right-handed batter, the lefty throws. Up and away, ball 1. What a team effort it was for the Lugnuts to take the lead in the top half of this ninth inning. Barrera to the plate. Down low. 2-0. Ryan Lasko led off. First pitch he saw, a broken bat shot that gave the shortstop Thompson all sorts of fits and got through him. The pitch, Mangeli fouls it away, strike 1. So in that error, Lasko reached, and then Ryan stole second. He took third on a Jared Dickey single, and he scored on a Will Simpson sacrifice fly. Team baseball. 3-2 nuts. The pitch. Mangeli, it's a high soaring fly to right center. There's Ryan Lasko beneath with a two-hand squeeze. One gone. Jordan Thompson bats right. Lefty throws. Swing and a miss. Off speed, strike 1. Three to two Lugnuts, 2 outs from the win. Barrera's pitch. Fastball up and away. Now, Thompson today mentioned his error in the top half, so the last go run is unearned. He's 2-for-3 at home. The pitch, fouled up and back over the rooftop. 1-2. Thompson singled off Mitch Myers in the second inning. He only hit allowed by the Lugnut starter in the first 5 frames, but then he was caught stealing second. Struck out in the 5th. Game-tying RBI double in the 7th. The pitch. Ground ball up the third baseline. That's a foul ball. And then Luke Mann took it in and flung it across. 1-2 on the LSU Tiger. Let's try it again. The pitch. Fouled into the screen. 3 years at LSU. Now Thompson, the everyday starting shortstop for the Loons after Noah Miller's promotion. The pitch. Called strike 3. Diego Barrera froze him with a fastball at the knees. And there's 2 outs. Here comes Jesus Galiz. Two outs, nobody on. Barrera throws. Strike called to start him. Number 30 prospect in the Dodgers organization, Galiz. Last year, he was actually ranked number 18. 3-2 nuts, the pitch. Fouled into the netting. Galiz just joined the top 30 prospect list after Thyron Lorenzo and Trey Sweeney were traded by the Dodgers to the Tigers for Jack Flaherty. 0-2. Fastball missed inside. But he's a guy that clearly the prospect analysts have had their eye on for a while. In his 3rd game here with the Loons, trying to keep the Loons alive. The set. The pitch. Fly ball center field. Lasko comes in. Ryan Lasko waits, makes the catch, and this ball game is over. The Lugnuts beat the Loons 3-2. The same score that the Nuts lost to the Loons in yesterday's series opener. Mitch Myers was dynamite. 5 2/3 innings, 1 run allowed on 3 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts. And then for the offense, there were so many runners that they left on, especially in scoring position. But when it counted, Jared Dickey had a 2-run double in the 7th, and Will Simpson delivered Ryan Lasko in the 9th inning with a sacrifice fly with the winning run. And so, the Lugnuts beat the Loons. These first 2 games in the series have been split. The Nuts improved to 18-20 and 50-53 for the year, while dropping the Loons to 19-18, 53-49 for the season. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 12 runners left on. Wasn't pretty. 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. But they won. And they won because of the pitching. And they won because of some crucial swings. 2 runs on 5 hits. 3 errors for the Loons. Those errors were costly. 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. 4 runners left stranded. Time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes before a crowd of 2,678 on a gorgeous night for baseball in Midland, Michigan. Well, well, well. Offensive highlights today. Hey, Ryan Lasko, 2-for-4. 2 singles, 1 walk, 2 steals, 2 runs scored. They needed those runs. They won 3-2. Jared Dickey went 2-for-3 with a walk, a single, and a 2-run double. He has been money with the Nuts. Danny Bautista Jr. scored a run after getting hit by a pitch, also had a steal. TJ Schofield Sam drew a couple of the walks. Lugnuts drew 8 walks in the game. Cole Kahn also drew 2 walks. Will Simpson, the big sacrifice fly on the run scored. And Luke Mann, a base hit and a walk today. So all things considered, a lovely night at the ballpark. Tomorrow night, Cade Morris gets the start. Morris against the Loon, lefty Maddox runs. 7:05 p.m. the start time. Game 3 of this series. Then Wander Guante on Friday. Luis Morales on Saturday, and Grant Judkins, so great yesterday, gets the start on Sunday in the rematch with Peyton Martin before the Nuts come on back home next Tuesday, opening up a six-game series at Jackson Field against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Go to MILB.com/Lansing. There you go. That's your word from tonight at the old ball yard. Lugnuts over the Loons, 3-2, your final score from Midland. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. One final time, that score, the Lugnuts 3, the Loons 2. Good night from Dow Diamonds, and go Nuts!